So I think the relation where we want, or some people would like to show an institution which is on the top and an NGO which is a subcontractors, you know, implementing a project on behalf of the institution, is the wrong approach, it's not reflecting the reality. We are in partnership and we want to defend that.
I think there is a nice, it say that it's an African say, which is the hand which gives is always on the top of the hands that receive. And I think this is the kind of relation some representative of institutions, some institution would like to create with us. We have the money, we channel part of this money through NGOs, so we are on the top of the relation. It's again, as between states, as in many bilateral relations, this is at the core of that, there is a question of power. But we want, with the EU institutions, democratic institutions, we are very lucky to live in a so democratic space that the European Union, I think this is a start point to acknowledge. We want exemplary relation between institutions and organizations that represent some particular citizens' interest. In our case, interest for the international solidarity, which is again not just a question of CSOs, it's also a question of international agreement, it's also a question of national states that foresee to be in solidarity with other countries. Okay, so it's not, we have not the monopoly of the goodwill. I think this is also something to acknowledge in Europe. That's why we are engaging seriously with our institutions, because our own institutions acknowledge that international solidarity is important to build a safer, more stable, long-term, sustainable world. Okay, so that's, so for that we need much more equal relation between all stakeholders, not just us, you know, civil society in Europe, civil society in the countries, government in the countries, institutions as donors, European institutions as overarching our region, etc. Okay, so that's really a multi-stakeholder approach. We want all those people around the table in equal terms. Now, the fact that part of the money of the citizens and the taxpayers is going through the institutions back to the NGOs is not a favor that institutions are doing to us. We respond to calls for proposals. That's a new modality of allocation of aid, which is very transparent. The institution publish some reports where they say, we can fund that, we cannot fund that. If you want to receive the funding, you have to respect those criteria. We all apply this. There is a competition, a transparent competition, a selection, and then an allocation of funding. We put NGOs, we put a lot of money on the table as well. If you look at a project, it seems to be little money. Almost 10 to 30% is coming from our own private funding, side to side with the institutional funding, with the government funding or the European Commission funding. That's for the project, which is a small part of a concrete activity in one country, in one specific region, with a specific group of people, of to build schools or whatever. But if you look at the overall budget of NGOs, which is the most important, there is a lot of things that the project don't want to pay, don't want to finance, and that we finance on our private funding. And the administrative cost, a lot of things are in the headquarters, are not eligible, and think in the strategy and the communication. So if you take globally,
which are essential for the project impact.
Exactly, essential, but that's how I'm not part of the contract. You see that the level of investment, that's what I said before, from our own fund is much higher. It's almost 1-to-1, 50%. So it's a real financial partnership. Even if in the project it seems to be unbalanced, overall it's 1-1. So we are wonderful partner, I would say, for institution and national government, because when a private for-profit firm goes for a call for tender, they don't put 1 cent on the table. They take 100% from the taxpayers to build that bridge, to build that road, to do that project, even if it's in cooperation. So I think we are, in all our right to call for an equal partnership with your institution. And this is acknowledged more and more, at least at EU level. I'm not very sure yet in some national environment, like in Italy, unfortunately, but in the European context, we just ended a long process of 18 months of discussion with the member states of the European Union, the European Parliament, the European Commission, European NGOs, and Southern NGOs, called Structured Dialogue on the Role of Civil Society Organizations in Development.